Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, KX93.5, that's new music from Bishop. And in studio now, the guys from Water District here at KX93.5. What's up?
What's up?
Welcome back. You're no strangers to our radio station, so thanks for joining us again.
Thank you for having us.
And I'm honored. You know, I'm honored because you chose us.
Of course.
To debut your new song.
We would never pick anywhere else. This is the place.
Thank you. It really warms my heart.
Yeah, it's great to be home.
Yeah. So, you're from Lake Forest. You live in L.A. now. But, you know, we call you a local band because you're local boys. So the new single is called Supernova. Mm-hmm. We're going to play it here in a second. Has anybody heard it, like, in the masses outside of yourselves?
You guys friends? Are the first ones to hear it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty
I think
cool.
My sister, my mother.
Just a few select
people.
Hand-picked family members.
Yep.
All right. So tell us a little bit about it. I want to talk about why you're releasing a single instead of, like, preparing for a new album. But what is the song about, first of all?
Well, the song is about, you know, the person you become when you move to the big city. And the perspective of somebody reaching out to them and kind of telling them to keep doing their thing, to not give up. And you kind of run into that a lot in Los Angeles. A lot of people out there trying to make something of themselves. And it's really cool to see, interesting to see people change. You can see it happen in a few months. They'll be a total different person. So, yeah. And that's just really what the song is about.
Does it culminate into an explosion? Is that why it's called Supernova?
You know, I guess so. Yeah. I would say so, sure.
Yeah, a self-implosion.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking this morning on the show, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He did an interview over the weekend where he said, rock is dead. Mm-hmm. Bands are encouraged to have an image consultant, a publicist, a PR person, you know, a social media expert. And no longer do people get into rock music just for the sake of making music. What do you think about that? Because that's sort of on the same lines as LA destroying you.
Well, I don't think Flea has anything to complain about right now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, the guy can do whatever he wants and people are going to listen to it. So I'd have to disagree. I think it's really hard to do music right now. And, you know, to be a rock band and try to make it, there is that,
it's harder than it's ever been.
Yeah, it's harder than it's ever been. I mean, I never got the, you know, CD sales in the 90s when people could sell a platinum album and, you know, that didn't exist. That doesn't exist now. People don't do that anymore, you know, and it's really hard to make it.
So you're saying Flea's old.
Flea is old. He should put his shirt on.
Their new song is pretty damn good, though.
It's great, though. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay, well, good. I think you're speaking on the right lines there. So on that note, you're doing this a little untraditionally. You're not releasing this in advance of an album necessarily. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's just a single, and it's intended to be a single. So why are you doing that?
You know what? You put out an album and people like it, within a month or two, there's a new album out. So if you put out a single, people, you know, keep interest, and the next thing you know, if another single comes out after that, they still have interest.
Right.
So it seems like you kind of plateau when you do an album.
And it's easy to listen to one song. I mean, if you just listen to one song, that's, you know, if you're on Facebook, you don't want to necessarily listen to a whole album. You want to listen to, you know, just spend 2 or 3 minutes of your time. Album, I don't even want to listen to an album, honestly. It's too long.
Right. So, are you going to make one then?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That being said, definitely.
We're at least working on new material. That's... Yeah, we could make an album. Definitely.
Yeah.
We have enough to actually put one together, but it's not really finalized in that way yet.
Yeah. Got it. Well, why don't we listen to it?
Yeah.
Should we listen to the song?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Do you guys want to say anything like, you know, this is it. This is the recorded debut of your song.
This is the recording debut of our song.
How do you want to introduce it?
It's real dope.
Without further ado.
Here's Supernova from Water District on KX93.5.
Like July, and I
That song's called Supernova. That was a debut from Water District, who are live in studio now. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Well done. The song is out now. People yes. can get it. All right. Where do you want them to go?
Wait, does it?
No, it's
the 27th.
Not out. It's not out yet.
Oh, all right. Well, then don't go looking for it yet.
Yeah, don't go looking for it yet.
So the 27th. So what? Is that next Tuesday?
Friday.
Is that Friday?
Friday? Yeah.
Friday, yeah.
When is that? It's Friday.
It's Friday, I believe.
All right. This Friday.
Yes.
And where do you want people to go to find it?
You can go to Spotify or iTunes or Apple Music. That's there too.
Cool.
Bandcamp. We still think Bandcamp's pretty cool. So.
People still use Bandcamp.
Yeah, Bandcamp's cool.
Some of us.
Well, again, we're very honored that you guys debuted that for us, the song about not changing yourself too much in Los Angeles
sort
of thing. Supernova from Water District. And then you have an album release show, or rather a song release show.
Yeah, single release.
This weekend, yeah.
We're going to be doing that at Rafa's Lounge, actually, next door to the Echo in Echo Park.
Cool.
Cool little underground spot.
Very hipster.
It used to be a recording studio back in, the 60s. So the sonic quality is amazing.
Yeah.
The room, perfect.
Right on. How many people can that hold?
I think it can hold 100 people.
Okay, so kind of an intimate little thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Intimate gathering for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and cool. I don't know if it's all ages, but they don't ID, so that's pretty cool.
And we should definitely say that.
Yeah, yeah, they don't ID. Please, come on down.
Is that this Saturday night?
Yeah, this Saturday night coming up.
Right.
And it's free too, so.
Yeah.
We're expecting a lot of people.
It's free.
So.
It's illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal.
It'd be great.
It's a good time all around.
Yeah.
All right. Well, while I have you guys, I want to play a quick on-air radio game.
Cool.
All right. Can we do that? So I'm going to press this button. You won't hear it, but hang on.
It's time for Indie Band Name or... I don't know.
So this game is called Indie Band Or.
Okay.
All right. So today we're going to play Indie Band or Craft Beer. So okay. I'm going to give you a name. You guys have to decide whether you think it's an indie band or a craft beer.
Oh, wow.
That's it. That's the whole game. Okay. So... here's the first one. You can either all decide together or you can play against each other. What would you rather do?
We can do teams.
Let's do together.
All right, decide together.
Yeah, okay.
Let's here you go. Together.
We'll do it together.
Indie band or craft beer? A Jewish Christmas.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say craft beer.
That's a craft beer?
Yeah, probably craft beer.
Craft beer? Uh-huh. It's an indie band.
Whoa!
All right. Indie band or craft beer? Accidental goat's sodomy. Accidental goat sodomy.
I want to go with band.
I think band.
I want to go with band, that's,
but it's probably beer.
Probably beer.
Yeah, it's probably beer.
So?
Beer.
It's a band. Probably the two worst bands of all time that I've just named.
Oh, God.
I'm interested to hear them.
Indie band or craft beer, 400-pound monkey.
Indie band.
400-pound monkey.
That's indie band, yeah.
It's gotta be an indie band.
I'm going to go with the band.
Band?
I'm thinking beer.
Let's go with band and see what happens.
It is a beer.
We are literally zero for
all
zero
of them wrong. Okay, all of them wrong so far. Indie band or craft beer? Moo Thunder.
I'm gonna stop saying mine.
Yeah, it's just 50-50.
Everybody give up.
I think I'm gonna. What was it again?
Moo Thunder.
Moo
Thunder. That's a beer.
Yeah.
I think it's a beer.
I think it's a beer.
You got one right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if you can get one more. Indie band or craft beer? Post nasal drip.
Oh, God. That's got to be a band.
I feel like that's a band.
That's got to be a band.
I think I've heard of that band.
Yeah.
That's the worst band.
You haven't heard of the beer?
If it's a beer, then I'm going to look like an
I'm pretty sure.
No, I feel like that is actually, I'm not mistaken, that's Nick Harmer from Death Cab's Band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Not only are you right,
yeah,
you knew it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's done. Good. All right. Wow, well, you guys great. Win now, I suppose.
Yes. That, now, well, I take that, extra credit.
Because of that, bonus point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well done. You guys won.
Sweet.
Good job. Okay. We're going to play one more song from Water District to close us out, guys. Thank you very much again for letting us be your hometown radio station.
Yeah, of course.
Repping your new single.
It's good to be home.
Yeah. So,
I went to the coffee shop, got free coffee. They're just like, oh, hey, dude.
Welcome back.
Yeah, you're
great. So again, Supernova comes out on Friday. You can catch the album release show in Echo Park, or rather single release show in Echo Park on Saturday night, Water District. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.